Well, folks, as we close out the show this week, I am privileged to invite Dr. Greg Smalley here into the studio to answer this week's inbox question. Hey, Greg.
How are you?
Doing well.
I just got back from China, so I'm a little jet lagged, so you can't hold whatever I say against me.
Okay. Well, if you can answer the question in both English and Mandarin, that would be good.
Ni hao.
That would be okay. All right. Good job.
Zai jian.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what insight you have for this listener, because this is a good question. Our listener says, I've been in a long distance relationship with a guy on and off for 3 years. The relationship has had its ups and plenty of downs. Most of the downs are due to miscommunication and my lack of trust due to past relationships. We've been separated for the past 4 months, the longest ever. During the separation, we've both become stronger in our walk with God. We've made some very serious changes in our lives. He called me up a few weeks ago and asked me to fast and pray with him about our relationship to see if we should marry or separate. Do you think all the arguments, breaking up, premarital sex, etc., has doomed our chances of having our relationship ordained by God? We have stopped having sex. We're seeking to get closer to God. We want our hearts to be prepared for the relationship that God has ordained. In some ways, I feel like God is saying this is my husband, but I'm kind of having second thoughts.
I'm going to, first of all, address a word that that she used, which is this relationship ordained by God? Because I think it's important to remember that God is not a matchmaker. So God is not like in charge of some Christian dating site. Because I think ordained means this is something that's been predestined, and the beauty of how God created us with free choice. And he says throughout the scripture, I mean, he makes it very clear that we are free to choose whomever we want to marry. We need to really pray that through and really see godly wisdom. What does God think? What do others think? Because I think that this can really set her up potentially for failure if she's now, okay, now I believe this has been ordained by God, and God never makes that claim. And so she needs to remember that really the only thing that God talks about is not being unequally yoked with an unbeliever. And so I love, though, that that they've taken time, they've had some separation time to reevaluate themselves, the relationship, they've been fasting. I think all that's good. It sounds like that they're making some really, really good choices right now. Not having sex is going to be such a great thing for their relationship. I think that's going to be a part of what helps them to get back on track. So it sounds like they're making some good, healthy decisions. I would encourage her to see, as we date someone, that really is a preparation time. Preparation means training, researching. You're really trying to learn about this other person and your relationship. And so they've been doing that. They've had some struggles, some miscommunication. It sounds like they've had some conflict. It's a great thing. You know, conflict is a good thing. Combat's a bad thing. They need to figure out, how do we really work through our conflict better? I would just encourage them to take now their preparation time, their training, to the next level and actually go get some premarital, even pre-engagement counseling. This is when they can sit down with a counselor and really talk about, she mentioned some things about having difficulty trusting, they've had some trouble communicating. This is when they can go in and actually learn some skills and work those things out, because they're still trying to observe, is this still the right person for me? Is this who I want to be with? And then is our relationship healthy enough to really to get together? So don't look at God to ordain this. Make sure you understand scripturally what puts you into his will. And the kind of conflict and stuff they've gone through, it's I would not consider that a red flag. I think that's great. They've had some ups and downs. That you need to learn, how will this other person handle my heart during conflict? How will we do relationally? Do we work through things in a way that feels good to both of us? I mean, all that is great. That's great information. The thing I would encourage her to do is to ask for some of her close friends, family, the mentor maybe, how do you evaluate our relationship? Mm-hmm. And if they see some real red flags, then I would definitely see that as a sign to move on. Mm-hmm. But if those around are going, you know, yeah, you guys have had some challenges, but you're working through it, you're getting healthy, I would say keep walking forward. Get serious, get some good premarital counseling. You will be ready.
Okay. Yeah, good point. Yeah, I thought it was interesting how she said, we need to know whether to marry or separate. So is there something big there that they're really thinking is going to be? Are they both on the same page as far as evaluating? So those are good things to think through, and always great to have when you have a godly pastor or counselor or mentor type in the mix with you. So thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, that's it for this week's show. As always, we do want to hear from you. So write to us at editor@boundless.org and submit your question, and we'll try to answer it on a future show. You can also search our site at boundless.org and see what questions we've answered in the past, because your question may be there in some form. We will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.